is Kol Yoimai Heve Dover Reb Yehuda. It's every day, the first 7 days, we have Yehuda gathered together, they asara 10 people, the Yasve Beduchte, and they sat in his Mokamase where he was mace, and they like a sad made shiva there. Rashi Kol Yoimai means Zayin Yimei Avelis. So the Gemara, the Maisa was, La'acha Shiva Yom, after the 7 days that Rabbi Yehuda pavah this Shiva for this person, is Chazilei Bechilme, as this person appeared to Rabbi Yehuda in his dream. Rashi Bechilme, the Gemara Bechilme to Rabbi Yehuda. He said, in Rabbi Yehuda's dream, this person appeared to him. V'yomale, and he told Rabbi Yehuda, Tenuach Daitcho, like a big Yashakoyach, you should have Menuchas HaNefesh. Why? That you should have it easy. Shehanachta es Daiti, that you made it easy for me. He gave me a tremendous amount of Nachas Ruach. That says you menachem me. The fact you sat shiva for me, so you gave me a tremendous hanochas, tremendous menucha. Mar Amar Avahua, kol sho'imrim bifnei ha-meis. Anything we say in front of the meis is yodeya. The person, the meis, knows what you're talking about and what you're saying to him. Ad sheyistam ha-girlo, until you close the kever. Sheyistam ha-girlo. The Rashi learns girlo means hu kisui sheyistam ala roinei. Rashi learns that you cover up the coffin. It's the kisui you put on the coffin, that is called the galal. And once you put sheyistam hagoylo, then the mace doesn't know what you're talking about or doesn't understand you. Tosfos learns a little bit different. Says Pirshu Ben Atam, the goylo l'haynu even gedoyla shala roina shomei shakurin matseva. As he learns, until you put up the matseva, that means you put something on top of the kfuron, then the mace still knows what you're talking about. So the kid says, even b'shas the hespid, and b'shas you're making the kfurim, the mace still knows what you're talking about. It's only after you finish covering up the kfura, legamrin, that's when the mace doesn't know anymore. That's the first mandiyoma. V'chadomer, another mandiyoma says, ad sheyis'achal habosar. No, until the meat of the body doesn't rot away, the mace still knows what's going on. The one that says that the mace still knows what's going on. If you talk to him, he hears you. Calls the man his goof, didn't right away. The pasuk says, like we had before, Ach b'soroi olav yichoif, that he'll feel pains. His goof still feels the pains. Vaita v'nafshoi olav t'tiovel, and his nefesh feels avelis for him. So mashmi, even after the kfura, later on, still the person feels the pains of his body. So Mashma calls the man, the body is there, the mace still knows what's going on. So Rashi learns that calls the man, she yeshle bosa, calls the man, there's still some flesh there, yeshle le nefesh tzad chiyas lohavin. The nefesh still has some chiyas, and he still understands a little bit what's going on. So the Gemara of Oman the Yomar, at she yistam hagirlu, but the first man the Yomar that says no, as soon as they finish the kfura, then the mace doesn't know what's going on anymore. The pasuk says, "V'yoshuv ha'ofer el oritz kishahoya." That when you put the nefesh back into the ground, that's called, it goes back to the offer. It comes back like dust. Kishahoya, the way it was mikara. And just like Metchila, when Hashem created Adam Rishon, He created him yesh me'ayin, from nothing, from dirt. When they put you back into the oritz, you also become like dirt, like offer. That you don't know anymore what's going on. You finish your shaykhis to this world. So the Gemara Tana Rabbanan, the pasuk says, "V'haruach toshev el holakim," that the ruach pasuk means the nef, the neshama went back to Hashem. Hashem nosno, that Hashem gave to you. So we darshin, it means to no loy kimoi shenosno l'cho. You should give back your neshama to Hashem the same way Hashem gave it to you. He's kimoi shenosno l'cho b'tayra, afato b'tayra. The same way Hashem gave you the neshama b'tayra, that's the way you should give it back to Hashem b'tayra also. Moshul lemelech bas of Adam. It's doyme to a melech bas of Adam. Shecholak big day malchus le'avodiv. He gave out his clothing. The melech gave his own big day malchus to his avodim, to his own servants. Is pikhim shevhem, the smart people, the smart avodim, kiplum, folded them up nicely, v'nichon b'kufsa, put them away nicely in the chest, that they should stay clean, in order to be able to give it back to the king, nice and clean. Mashen kein tipshim shebehem, the tipshim, the fools, is holchu v'osul b'hem alocha. They went and worn and used them, and they worked with the clothing on. Is liyomim, after a few days, v'kesh ha-melech has kelim, the melech wanted to have back his kelim. is pikchim shebehem, the smart ones, herzirum loy, kishu meguatzin. The smart one gave back the king his clothing when it was nice and pressed and clean, because they never used it. They made sure it was just as clean as they received it. That's the way they gave it back. Mashenkein tipshim shebehem, the fools, herzirum loy, kishem luchlochlim. That the fools gave it back when it was still meluchlach, still full of dirt. Is somach hamelech likras pikchim. The king was very happy to see that the smart people gave back the clothing very nice and clean. Mashen kein v'koyas likras tipshim. The king got very angry at the fools. Is our pikchim omar, on the smart people, the king said, yinos nukli lo'itzer. Put this kli, what they give me back, put it into the yoitzer, put it away in the warehouse. V'heim yelchul avatein l'sholom. And let the smart people go home peaceful to the house. V'yaltip shimoma mashenken, upon the fools that gave the kelim, they gave the clothing of the king back dirty. So the king said, "Kli yinosnu l'kovis, the keli, my clothing, give to the laundry now. As yinosnu l'kovis, mean give to the cleaners. V'hein and the tipshim, the fools themselves, yischov shubaveis asurim." They should be put away in prison for what they did, for dirtying my clothing. So the Gemara af HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the same thing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Al gufan shel tzdikim maimer, when a tzaddik is nifter and gives back his neshama to Hashem, Hashem says, Yovoi shalom, the tzaddik comes in peace, yenuchoi al mishkevoisam, he should rest in peace. That's about his guf should rest in peace. V'yal nishmasan hu maimer, upon the neshama of a tzaddik, Hashem says, that the neshama of a tzaddik mamish rest b'tzur hachayim, which means tachas kis yakoved, is mamish close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says, "Has kli yinosnu loitze latzniyim avze tinosan tachas kis yakoved." Has the neshama of the tzaddikim go tachas kis yakoved? Mashenkin of the fools, lekoyves, lavlam, you have to clean them. Avzu legehenim letzarfim shom. Who are them? The rishoyim go into gehenim to clean themselves out. And vayta they put the veis asurim, the choshech bloy oru v'shalva. They're put into prison in darkness without any oru, without any shalva. Here vayta gemara. Aguf on shor rishoyim. What does Hashem do with the guf, the body of the rishoyim who aimer? Ein sholom omer Hashem le rishoyim. They have no peace. The Rishoyim get no peace after the Nifter. V'yal nishmas and huwaimah. What does Hashem say about the Nishama? V'yes nefesh oyivecho yikaleno v'soich kaf hakelam. That the Nishama of a Rosha, Hashem takes and throws it in a sling, like we'll soon see. The Nishama is thrown from one side of the world to the other side of the world. Tanya Reb Lezer Weimer. Nishmasan shel tzadikim genuzois tachas kisei hakovet. His neshamas of tzaddikim are held under the kisei hakovet. This goes on the matzav of Gan Eden, which is right now, after a person is maced, nifter from this world, his neshama goes to Gan Eden. That's the mokum where the neshama stay until it comes the matzav of tchias ha-meisim, and then there'll be olam habo. That's a different zach, olam habo. Unfortunately, we're talking about where the neshamas are right now, after the nifter, that they go to Gan Eden. What is Gan Eden? That the neshamas are tachas kisei hakovet. Shinemav hoisonefesh adoni tsrura bitzur hachayim. V'shel rishoyim, where does the neshamas of the rishoyim go? Zaynamois v'holchois. They're like moving around. What does that mean? O malach echad oimed b'sayf oilam. One malach stays on one side of the world. O malach achar oimed b'sayf oilam. And another malach stays on the other side of the world. O makalin nishmasin zelazeh. And they throw the neshamas from one side of the world to the other side of the world. That's what happens to the neshama of a rosha. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'yes nefesh oyvecho yikalenu b'soich kaf hakela. That Hashem throws the neshamas of the Rishoyim in a sling from one side of the world to the other side. Omale Rabbi Rav Nachman, so Rabbi, yes, Rav Nachman, shall beinani mai. What's going to be the loch of a beinani? The middle person. So far, we only spoke about a tzaddik and about a rosha. What about a middle class person? Omale, so he answered back, Iko shchivna lo yamri l'chu. And somehow the girsa, Kloima Ishachivna, if I would have died, I also couldn't tell you this answer. Abaha Milsa, if I can answer you this, Abaha Milsa Hocha Yama Shmuel. This is the way Shmuel said Pshat. Yes. No, this is the way Shmuel said Pshat. Nagav, just was said before, the Lashon HaGemara was Zoyma Mais Holchas. It said that in the Neshama of the Rishoyim, Zoyma Mais Holchas, as Rashi, it doesn't mean that's moved around. Zoyma Mais means a Lashon, like Rashi says, Chavush is a Beis HaSoyer. It's like put into prison. And on the side it says, the Pshat is, that Milekalena Baklaf HaKel Delma Vatech Kaf HaKela Mash Mishi Chavusha Ukvusha Vatech Kaf HaKela. But the Neshama is tight in the sling. It's like tied up in the sling. Just they throw you. Yeah. So Zomim Mois means Loshin was tied up, like put into prison. Vaitis. Now we ask the Shala, what about a Benini? Omar Shmuel Elu V'Elu L'Doimanim Sarim. He's both the Rishoyim and the Benanim are given over to the Malach called Duma. Doima. That's his name. Yeah. Rashi Malach Hamamuna Al Ruchas. He's the Malach that's in charge of the Ruchas, of the Neshamas. Is Halalu Yesh Lehem Menuach, and Halalu Ein Lehem Menuach. Has the Rishoyim have no rest, but the Beinanim have rest. Omale Rav Mori, Asidim Tzadikim Devriyafra. Rav Mori dashed in the posse that Tzadikim lost, has their body will also disintegrate, will also rot away, and become into offer into dirt. Because the posse says, the Yoshev offer El Oritz. At the close of the Gazach, that everybody, the Guf, will turn back into dirt. Yeah. So the Gemara, Kishohoyu, Hanu Kufaloi, Devi Kafle, Biyarad Rav Nachman. There were some diggers, people that dug in the ground. They were digging in the ground of Rav Nachman. Is Nocha Bahu Rav Achoye Bar Yasha. As they were digging in the ground, and vice versa, they started to dig into the grave, into the kever of Rav Acha Bar Yashia. So he started to yell at them. He's like, leave me alone. As he was lying in his grave, he was nifter already. But vice versa, his goof was still kayim. And when he started to dig and hit into his kvura, into his orin, he started to yell back, Nochabu Rav Acha Bar Yashia. Is also, so the diggers ran back home, the yomel at Rav Nachman. They told over Rav Nachman, what happened here? They said, Nocha ben Gavra. They told Rav Nachman, we were digging in the ground, and we heard a voice from under the ground, somebody yelling back to us. Is Osa v'yomale maniyu. So Rav Nachman came back to the ground to see what's going on, and he asked, he spoke to the ground, like to the kever, to who's there, who are you? Maniyu mar. Omale, so he heard a voice answering back, Anor acho bar yashia. You should know, I'm acho bar yashia. Omale, so Rav Nachman asked him, V'lav omar Rav Mori, didn't Rav Mori darshan and say, Asidi tzadika deva yafra, that even tzadikim will turn into dirt? So was like, how come your goof is still there, like you're still talking? Omale, so he answered back, Umani Mori, who is this Mori? Layadanale, I don't know him. Like, I don't know what you're asking me, that's not a kasha. Omale, so Rav Nachman answered back, V'okrok siv, good, you don't know Rav Mori. But I have a posik though. The posik says, V'yosho v'ofer el oritz. That the gufim will come back into dirt. That your body turns into dirt later. Kishohoye, the way it was matchilu, just like Hashem created other rishon from offer, your body goes back to offer. Omalei, so the Rav Achoy answered back to Rav Nachman, the Yagricha Kehelis, whoever taught you Kehelis, Lo Yagricha Mishle, did not teach you Mishle. You see, because the Pasuk in Mishle says, V'rekev atzomois kina. Like, what causes the bones to rot away? That's the meat of kinna, if you have jealousy. So, Idashin, Kol Mishi Yeshla kinna Beliboi, whoever, when he's alive, has jealousy in his heart, he's jealous of other things, he has kinna, is Atzmoiso Markivan. Then, when he's nifter, his bones rot away. Of a Kol Sheinla kinna Beliboi, whoever does not have this bad meat of kinna, he does not have jealousy in his heart, is Ein Atzmoiso Markivan. His bones, his goof, does not rot away after he was mace. So Mele is saying upon himself, since he was a tzaddik, Rav Achoy, he did not have kina. Mele is good while his bones are not right away. So the Gemara is Goshe Shei Chazio Dispe Mashosha. So Rav Nachman went down like the tefillim to touch him, and Rav Nachman felt that there's some amoshes, that his mamish felt a body there. He mamish felt Rav Achoy Ban Yashia. Is Omalei, so Rav Nachman spoke to him and told him, Leika ma legavoy de beisah, bazoi, get up and come home with me. Come to my house. It's Pashet, exactly what this means, we don't know. But Amatzah, Rav Nachman asked him, come home with me. Omalei. So Rav Achoy answered back to Rav Nachman, Golas Adaitcha, I see from you, the Afilu Nevi'a Leikoris. You didn't even learn Nevi'im. The Pasuk says, in Yecheskel, V'yedatem ki ani Hashem bepischi yaskfiroseichem. That when it comes to Chiyas HaMesim, that you'll understand, you'll be makir, I'm Hashem, because Hashem, I'm the one that's going to open up the Kvaris. Amalei Krasim. So Rashi learns the pshat is he told him. Says until Hashem comes Himself and brings us tchias amesim, takes us out of our kvura, we're not allowed to come out. So that's why Rav Achoy didn't want to go home with Rav Nachman, because he's not allowed to leave his kvura until Hashem takes him out. So good. So I call upon him. Omalei. So Rav Nachman asked him a kasha. He says nothing a posik in Breishis. V'oksiv ki ofer ato v'elofer toshuv, that you were created from dirt and you go back to dirt. So v'zoi, how come you're not dirt right now? How come you're still in the same matzav as your goof? Or Malay, Rav Achoy into the back. Hahu, this pasuk is talking about Shoachas Kodim Tchias Amesim. Enechanami, Bishas Tchias Amesim, they'll all be dirt. But it's only a second before Tchias Amesim that the goof will turn into offer, and then Hashem will create us again to make another Bria, that Dugmad Adam Rishon. Just like when Hashem created Adam Rishon, He created him from offer, from dirt, Yesh Me'ayin, who are then by Tchias Amesim, there'll be a matzav that will all go back to dirt, and then Hashem will create us. So he answered, that's only a second before Tchias Amesim. But up until then, Tzadikim can still be, the Gufam can still be Kayim. So the Gemara, Omalei Yehud Tzaduki Le'abavua. There was a Tzaduki, somebody that gave service to Gideon, that started dashing the Torah of Eksav wrong, he asked Le'abavua, Amrisu, like you Tzadikim say over, that Nishmosen Shol Tzadikim, Kenuzo is Tachas Kis Yaakovit. That where are the Nishamas of the Tzadikim now? Like we spoke out, where are they now in Gan Eden? They're tachas kisya kovid. Of a zoi, if the neshamas are in Shemayim, oiva timiya heichi aski l'shmuel v'negidei. His Baishoa went to speak to Oiva Yedoni. They wanted to bring up Shmuel Hanavi to speak to him after he was niftam. How was the Oiva Yedoni able to bring out Shmuel Hanavi? As if you're telling me now, that after a person did something is nice, his neshama is only in Shemayim tachas kisya kovid. How is it possible to bring the neshama down to this world like the Oiv Yedoni did? Or Malay, so he answered back. Rabbi Hu answered back. Hosam b'terich shnei masa chodesh avi. That was in the first 12 months when he was nifta. The Tanya we learned in a brisa. Kol yud beis chodesh. The first twelve months after a person is mace is gufa kain. It's possible your gufa still be kain. The nishmasay oylov yeredis. And the neshama goes up to Shemayim, true, but it's also you read this, it also comes down back to this world. After 12 months, haguf bottle, the guf is bottle, it has no chiyas at all anymore. The neshama goes up to Shemayim.